All right, so some more beautiful scalable thoughts. Okay, so some other things I've been ChatGPTing. So ChatGPT Talada. And how did Arakim get so handsome? Extreme weightlifting, 100% carnivore diet, intermittent fasting, no breakfast, no lunch. Did it. Like, I'm currently 35.80. I'm like, yeah, I'm like way happier, sexier, and more masculine and manly than I was in my 20s. I look at old pictures of myself in my 20s. I'm like, man, I was like kind of like a, like two chubs. Get rid of the fat. Fat is bad. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just going to say what I do. Suggestion, right? Everything in life is a suggestion, not an imperative. The difference is, imperative is like to impair it, like you must do that. It should be a suggestion. Right? So, like, my extreme annoyance, people are like, you're not listening to me! I'm like, when you say you're not listening to me, what you're saying is you're not obeying me. I'm like, get out of here, right? So, yeah, we got to be more precise. That's why I like to study etymology, the history of words and stuff like that. Because, like, when people say something, you don't really know what people say. Like, people are like, oh, you know, so misogynistic. Mis means hate against. Jinny, like, OBGYN, like, gynecology, jin means woman. So misogyny, to be a misogynist, it means to be a woman hater. But like, if you don't hate women, you're not a misogynist. I guess you could be a sexist, but not a misogynist. I think it's good that we break down the words. I'm such a bad joke. It's like when I was UCLA undergrad sociology, you know, all my friends like Stephanie and stuff, right? I taught my friend Stephanie. She was like, feminism. I'm like, I'm a feminist. I love women. so bad, right? It's so funny too. It's like, you know, comedians, when they do a comedy act, are allowed to be politically incorrect. But when you say in the real world, say in real life, you're not allowed to. So I think people's hella fake and shit, right? And also, like, I don't trust nobody who watches, you know, the YouTubies, the, what else? YouTubies, Hulu, Apple TV, it, like, y'all, like, it's like, it's kind of pornographic in the sense that, like, you's allowed to watch all these things on the telly. Yeah, that's the Amazon, you can see the little Prime smile, right? You can see the little Amazon Prime style right there, right? Owned by Mr. Michael Hackman. Apparently he's a billionaire. Did he divorce his wife? Lost half his money? I'm not sure, right? Yeah, real estate development plus media, movie production, TV show production, seems like a pretty good lucrative business to be in. Amazon's killing it. Apple's not doing so well in it. What should Apple do? Come on, Apple, gotta refocus. Just make the iPhone, like, make the iPhone great again. It's like, you don't even have the millennial yuppies wanting to upgrade their iPhones no more. It's not a good sign. Is Apple too big to fail? I don't think so. I mean, Microsoft, same thing, right? if you got big balls, you want to make the big bucks. Yeah, short Apple, short Facebook, short Meta, long Amazon. Amazon finna keep going up. Even actually, I need to figure out how to short stock. Short Google, because, okay, I use Bard, right? Bard.google.com, their ChatGPT competitor. It effing sucks. Like, it's so bad. Like, just go on Bard.google.com, right? And then it's like, search Arakim. It's like, Arakim is a travel and, what is it like? Travel photographer or something like that. I'm like, no, this is like terrible. And apparently the new version is gonna come out soon, but yeah, ChatGPT is at least a quadrillion times ahead of the game. In fact, like, maybe it's a good time to buy Microsoft stock, right? Like, apparently, even talking to some of my friends in Seattle and stuff who worked at the, shout out to my friend Jill. She just is like, just Bing it. And I'm like, nobody uses Bing. Now Bing is way better than Google. I think Bing, like Bing.com, Microsoft team, just make it more, make the website look less AOL-y, less Yahoo-y, less clickbaity and shit, right? Just make it more clean, minimalistic. Make it look like Google. But yeah, I think Bing finna take over. I'm gonna buy Microsoft stock. And actually, the thing with shorting stock is interesting because, I mean, A, shorting stock, I mean, I think it's just kind of confusing. I don't really know how to do it. And technically, the downside of shorting stock and the risk is not worth it because you don't just lose all your money. You could lose 1,000x of your money, right? Like, so it's not like you're just going to lose $100,000. You could, in theory, lose $10 million. So I think the shorting stocks is, it's a good idea, but I think it's a little bit too complicated. Just buy stocks and just hope it goes up. But it is true that at least with finance trading, hedge funds, you know, the market, blah, blah, it's easier to see what's going to go to zero or what's going to get out of business. Like Blockbuster, I predicted it back in like college, but I was like, yeah, ain't nobody finna use Blockbuster no more. And then Netflix just came out. I'm like, maybe it's a good idea to short Blockbuster. And I should have, because it essentially went down to zero, right? Even when it was at like $3-4 a share, right? Other things which are going to keep going up. Yeah, I mean, obviously Netflix. I mean, I don't watch Netflix. I don't even have an account, but I've definitely watched 1, 2, 3, or 4 things or 5 things on Netflix, which were insanely great, which actually made the whole platform worth it. So long, Netflix. And also Netflix has just entered our vocabulary. What's this saying? Like Netflix and chill, which is like the code word for you get a pretty girl to come over and you want to do the coitus with her while watching Netflix. It's like even the... Yeah, so Netflix is essentially the just Netflix and chill, right? It's the same, right? So Netflix has entered our collective imagination. Yeah, it's good for the medias. Who else is good? Apparently, like, HBO, HBO Max, they're killing it. Who owns HBO Max? I'm not 100% sure. Even my my sister Anna, she Annette Kim, she said she was recently rewatching Lord of the Rings, but then the uncut version, like the full extended version, like the each movie is like 4 hours long. Even when I watched the Zack Snyder, the Justice League, what, black and white vision that he had. Yeah, HBO Max do it. Yeah, so that's why I still think that the media is going to be the future, not like quote-unquote tech. I mean, tech, when people think about technology, I mean, the only interesting technology right now is AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT. Is ChatGPT going to go public? Is OpenAI going to go public? Is it even public yet? I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, I mean, essentially Microsoft took a massive stake in the ChatGPTs. I mean, even Microsoft, ChatGPT, y'all watching this, my suggestion, you should just bring back the Microsoft phone. You want some consulting advice, just email me, eric@erickim.com. Essentially, the basic idea is what we want is a really good AI phone, right? So the haptic feedback on ChatGPT, you know, when it's thinking, right? So imagine a phone in which the haptic feedback in the phone, your body could essentially learn from it, like Braille or, you know, stuff like that, right? And so imagine, like, you have your phone in your pocket and somebody text messages you, right? It goes buzz, 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 long buzz, short buzz, right? And your body learns through the haptic feedback, your phone's in your pocket, that, you know, your wife just texted you to say, oh, I'm running late for dinner or something like that, right? Or be there in 5 minutes. Or, like, finally, we could have a really... I mean, Siri's pretty good, but it still kind of sucks. If ChatGPT... there's an OpenAI phone, just call it the open phone or whatever, AI phone, chat phone, GPT phone, yeah, it's called open phone, openphone.com, someone should buy it. So let's say, you know, the Microsoft open phone, right, Windows phone, Microsoft phone, whatever you want to call it, right, then actually the whole thing is just ChatGPT in your pocket, right, not a standalone app, but just a phone, right, so then you could pick it up, right, and then you could just voice dictate everything. You're like, oh, program you. So you could be like, oh, ChatGPT, OpenAI, whatever. It's like, make it that every time I pick up my phone, you don't automatically turn on the screen. It's like, yes, got a master, right? And then it just becomes like an episode out of her, right? What people don't understand about the ChatGPT, OpenAIs, etc., they think like, oh, you're gonna fall in love with your phone and, you know, turn your AI into a fembot. I'm like, no, that ain't finna happen. I think people still like people in the flesh. Just go to the hot yogas. Also some random thoughts about pornography. So pornos, apparently ancient Greek, just means like prostitute. And so porn, you know, people having sex for money, right? Technically, they're prostitutes, entertainers, whatevs, right? So if you're having sex for money, that's prostitution. Use a prostitute, whatevs, right? Even like metaphorically, if you're working a job just to make money, I mean, everyone has to make a living, right? But if you're prostituting your mind, your soul, just for making money, that's also metaphorical prostitution. I mean, even to some extent, sports athletes like NBA players, LeBron James, whatevs, right? They're essentially prostituting their bodies for money, fame, and basketball, whatevs. Right? Just because you know, put penises in your mouth or your butthole, your hands or your vagina or your butthole, gay, straight, queer, LGBTQ, Q2, whatevs, you is, yeah, this is it. So if he's just like a nude model, you're not a prostitute because you're not selling your body for sex. I think that the coitus, penetration, I don't know, maybe like hand job, blow job, anal, I think it's still... Actually, the funny thing is, this is a fun fact, it is true. I'll tell my friend Todd about this, and I've experienced this because I was like Catholic, Roman Catholic, born and raised, more or less. Is a lot of these Catholic girls, right? It's like, oh, you know, having sex is a mortal sin, right? So they won't have the vaginal sex to lose their virginity, but they'll give hand jobs and blow jobs or anal, I guess, because that's not the vagine, right? Yeah, so it's a kind of a funny thought. Anyways, so reasons not to do drogas, you know, these losers taking cocaine, whatever. Apparently, if you do cocaine, you can't get an erection. So then guys will do is they'll double dip, they'll do the cocaina, and then they'll also take the Viagra, and that's not a good combination, right? Just naturally get it up. Also the funny thing, the easiest way to quit porn is to replace it. Like, instead of watching porn in secret, like, don't trust no person who works at Google, Amazon, who has a VPN, who has a gaming computer, who has torrent, uTorrent, transmission on their laptop, or VPN, or know what Pirate Bay is, because what do people use torrents for? To download and torrent Maria Ozawa. That's facts, right? Just ask somebody, like, what do you think about Maria Ozawa? Just like, look at the gears spinning their head. Actually, the funny thing too is that, like, when you see dudes with like Asian girlfriends, Asian wives, Asian partners, right? Female partners, just ask them, do you know who Maria Ozawa is? Yeah, fun fact. And I think she's actually, what, half Canadian, half Japanese? That's why she has such a good sponsor. Anyways, so I mean, like, first and foremost, like, you know, porn, RedTube, YouPorn, Reddit Gone Wild, Reddit Gone Wild, NSFW, anime, GIF, you know, Japanese, Asian, whatevs. It's, like, ethically moralistic. It's, like, not a big deal, right? But I think the only issue here is that I think people say, oh, jerking off is a sin. I'm like, it's not a sin. It's just like, think about it. It's just like, the best way to think about it is energy suicide. So if you're about to deadlift 1,000 pounds, are you going to rub one out real quick? Probably not a good idea. Also a fun thought. If you're going to go to Vegas with your friend, bachelor party, or strip club, or you know, see strippers, or whatever, right? Just rub one out real quick in the bathroom before going, because you ain't finna do nothing stupid. Yeah, I think a lot of guys, when they think with the wee-wee, often leads to bad choices, especially when alcohol and drugs are part of the equation. just, you're gonna go to a strip club, or, you know, you know, this club, whatever, is like, just do it sober. Instead of take alcohol shots, take salt shots, or just drink a Perrier bottled water. Even if you go to a club or a nightclub in Vegas, right? Then, you know, everyone expects you to buy a drink. Just buy the $12 Perrier sparkling waters, rather than getting intoxicated with alcohol. I mean, in American society, in modern day society, right? It's so funny that alcohol is so mainstream and like commonly accepted, but things which are not accepted is to not drink alcohol, which is kind of weird. Like, you're almost expected to drink alcohol. Like, and alcohol has become so normalized, but the truth is, alcohol is probably the worst drug out there. And yeah, not good, not good, not good. Yeah, so thinking about the New Year's, more important to think about physiology. Look at this, little losers. Destroy capitalism before it destroys the planet. I'm like, bro, you just done used capitalism to use your home printer to print out that nonsense. You probably have an Instagram too. Trust nobody who woke who has an Instagram. It's like, come on, man. Mr. Irwin, right? Don't trust nobody on Instagram. Like, I met this one random dude, do some sort of like hippie movement, trying to have me join his hippie cause. Yo, what's your Instagram? Or yo, follow me on Instagram. I'm like, people don't even, I'm 35, right? 8.88. People don't even ask you, like, are you on Instagram no more? They just like assume you're on Instagram. But do you know what happens when you assume? You make your ass out of who and who? You and me, right? So yeah, I think thinking more critically about the futures, don't get stuck about this nonsense.